Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Beans with the End Time Men and Women of War. Along with Life Mountain Church. And we're so delighted today to be back on our radio broadcast on this evening. We give God all the praise and give him all the glory on today. We just thank and praise God today. I'm going to get ready to call our worship to order on today. We're going to have a short devotion, a song, a scripture, and a prayer. And then we're going to get right into the word, and then we're going to have prayer on tonight. So we're going to start with a song.
Right there in this moment.
All I had in these hands and multiplied, all that I am inside my heart. Oh, the author again set me on fire, set me on fire.
Come on, sing.
All I have in these hands and both of God, all that I am inside my heart. Oh, the author again set me on fire. Set me on fire. Here I am, on the wide open. Oh, all of your name, your light and love. Strong to the end, you will see. You're perfect for me, you won't be. You will be with me. Here I am, now, on the wide open.
I'm sorry.
Reading will be coming from Psalm 68. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melted before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God. Sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Jah. And rejoice before him. As father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows is God in his holy habitation. God sitteth the solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. On God, O God, when thou wentest forth before thy people, when thou didst march through the wilderness, the earth shook. The heavens also dropped at the presence of God. Even Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel. I have just read you Psalm 68 from the first through the eighth verse. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come on tonight humbly before your throne of grace, asking you to forgive us now for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come on tonight, Father, just giving you praise, giving you glory, magnifying your holy name. Just bless your name tonight. We first of all come just repenting, Lord, and we repent, we confess and repent. And we ask you to forgive us and cleanse us tonight through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight, Lord. And then we come, Lord, binding the strong man. We bind the strong man on tonight in the name of Jesus. We bind strong men on tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, bind them from our lives on tonight. We bind them from our radio broadcast and every witch, every warlock, every wizard that's chanting and burning candles against this radio broadcaster and against me. Father, I pray that you handle them, Lord. I bind them to the bottom of your throne, Lord, that you may judge them at judgment day, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I bind them right now that you would do with them what you must, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I pray, Lord, that you forgive them for everything that they're trying to do to me, Lord. I ask you to forgive them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And then, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, bless they and their families, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, bless everyone under the sound of my voice and bless those that should be under the sound of my voice. Lord, I ask you to bless them on today in the name of Jesus. Lord, I give you praise and I give you glory on tonight. Then, Lord, I ask you to let Deborah decrease that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to us on tonight in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you right now to put a shift in the atmosphere right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Ido Bosandoro Bakamamandi.
in the name of Irabosandarorabakamamandi, in the name of Jesus. Then, Lord, send your anointing, Lord. I'm asking you on tonight to send your anointing over this radio broadcast. Encamp a legion of warring angels on this radio broadcast to fight against them that fight against us. In the name of Jesus, send your angels, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Just tap right in the name of Jesus. Father, we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. We give you praise on tonight. And we give you glory. Hallelujah. We ask all these things tonight. In Jesus' name, Lord. And for the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. We give God the praise and give God the glory on tonight. We just magnify his holy name on tonight. We just thank him on tonight, Lord. We give him praise. Hallelujah. And we give him glory. Hallelujah. We thank God tonight for his word on tonight. We thank him for the anointing on tonight. We just bless his name tonight, Lord. We give you glory and we give you praise. Hallelujah. We give you glory and we give you praise on tonight, Lord. We're going to get ready to go right into our word because we want to stop in about a half hour. Yes, we stop right in on the 17th chapter of Revelation. Yeah, we stop right in the 17th chapter of Revelation. Okay. Came one of the seven angels, which had seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, and I will show unto you the judgments of the great white whore, the great whore that sitteth on many waters, with whom the king of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet colors, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her head was a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abomination of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints, and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. And the angel said unto me, wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carried her, which have the seven heads and ten horns. The beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit, go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder whose name were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is. And here is the mind which have wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth. And there are seven kings. Five are fallen, and one is, other one is not yet come. And when he come, he must continue a short space. And the beast that was and is not, even he is the eighth, and is of the seventh and goeth into prediction. Prediction meaning destruction. And the ten horns which thou sawest are ten kings which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. They receive power, they receive authority. These have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. And these shall make war with the lamb, and the lamb shall overcome them. For he is Lord of lords and kings of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. And he said unto me, to John, the waters which thou sawest, and multitudes, and nations, and tongues, and the ten horns which thou sawest upon the beast, these shall hate the whore, and shall make her desolate and naked, and she and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. For God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will, to agree and give their kingdom unto the beast, until the word of God shall be fulfilled. And the woman which thou sawest is the great city, which reigneth over the kings of the earth. So, the one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came. And he spoke to me, and he said, come with me. I will show you how God will punish this certain woman. The woman is famous because of her evil deeds. She is like a woman who sells her body for sex. And because of her situation, the woman controls many rivers. All the kings of the earth had sex with her because of her sex acts. The people of the earth became as those who drink too much with wine. Then the angel carried me away by the Spirit to the desert. There I saw a woman. She was sitting on a bright red beast. The beast had all over its name that insult God. And it had seven heads and ten horns. The woman wore purple and bright red clothes. She also wore gold, precious stones, and pearls. She had a gold cup in her hand. The cup was full, and the meaning of its content was the awful and evil things that come from her sex act. And the front of her head, someone had written her name. This name has a secret meaning. The name is Great Babylon, the mother or the leader of those who sell their bodies for sex, and the mother cause of the evil things upon the earth. The woman was like those who drank too much wine, but it was not wine that she drank, but the blood of God's people that she drank. These had died because they had been loyal to Jesus. When I saw her, I was very surprised. Then the angel said to me, you should not be surprised. I will explain to you the secrets of the woman, and I will tell you the secrets of the beast that carries her. This is the beast which has seven heads and ten horns. The beast which you have seen used to be alive, but the beast is not alive now. However, it will soon come up from the hole whose death had no end. To this, the beast will go away, and the Lord will punish it. The inhabitants of the earth will be surprised to see the beast. It was alive, but it is not alive now. However, it will live again, But God did not write the names of these people in the book of life. God wrote that book before he created the world. You need a wise mind in order to understand this. The seven heads of the beast mean the seven hills or seven mountains, because the woman's situation, she controlled the seven hills. The head also means seven kings. Five of the kings had already died. One of the kings is alive. The last king is yet to appear. When he comes, he will be king for only a short time. The beast used to be alive, but he is not alive now. He was one of the seven kings, but he will come again as the eighth king, because he did. He will go away, and the Lord will punish him. The ten horns that you saw are ten more kings. They have not yet begun to rule, but they will receive authority to rule as kings for 1 hour with the beast, just 1 hour. These ten kings will all agree to give their power and authority to the beast. The beast and the ten kings will fight against the lamb, but the lamb and those who follow him will defeat them. This because the Lamb is the Lord over all lords, and he is the most powerful king. God has called those who follow the Lamb. God chose them, and they are loyal to the Lamb, Jesus. Then the angel said to me, "You saw the river. The evil woman controls them because of her situation." These river mean people, crowds, nations, and languages. You saw the ten horns and the ten thieves. They will hate the woman who sold her body for sex. They will ruin her, and they will leave her naked. They will eat her body, and they will burn her with fire. God made them carry out his plan, so they will agree to give their raw power to the beast. They will obey the beast until all God's plans are completed. The woman whom you saw means the most important city. The city rules over the kings of the earth. Tell you what, the angels invited John to see how God would punish Babylon. But here, he describes the great city as an evil woman. That's Babylon, that city. He describes her as an evil woman. Babylon has two meanings in this passage. Babylon means the power that has already been against God. The power has ruled the kingdom of the earth through the whole of history, but against God. The power has ruled the kingdoms of the earth, Babylon. And it also means the city that would be the most important city in the kingdom of the Antichrist. The woman sells her body for sex. By this, she makes what is good to be wicked. God gave sex for a good purpose, but such woman used it for wrong purposes. John writes that this to describe the character of Babylon, the important city, had used everything that was good for bad purposes. All the wicked things that the city did were for power and luxury. The city controlled many rivers. The rivers meant many nations, the nation. Babylon had control over the nations of the world. It led the false religion of the world from the start, fought against God's people. Babylon showed other nations how to behave in the same evil way. The kings of the earth shared trade and culture with Babylon. With Babylon, they desired wealth, luxury, and false gods. So the importance of Babylon increased. And Babylon caused the nations to worship the beast. The wicked way of Babylon spread through the whole earth. It was as if people had drunk too much wine. They couldn't think for themselves. They was just unwise. Like they just couldn't think for themselves. They became unable to turn from their evil deeds. Babylon, false religion, had become their religion too. They had joined in the sins of Babylon, and these sins were against God. So the nations of the world could not avoid Babylon's control. The Spirit showed a desert to John. The desert is not a place of safety as it was for the good woman in an earlier chapter in Revelation 12 and 6 and 14. For this evil woman, it is the place where she will suffer. There she sat on a bright red beast. The beast was the one that came from the sea, the dragon. The beast meant the evil ruler of the last great kingdom on earth. He was the Antichrist, okay? He was the great enemy of Christ and God's people. The beast pretended that he was as good as the Lord Jesus. The beast even pretended to be God. On his body were names that were an insult to the real God. He had 7 heads and 10 horns. The clothes of the woman were purple and bright red. When John wrote, it cost a lot of money to make the colors of the bright, the purple and the red. To wear these colors meant that she was rich. She wore all kinds of precious things to show her wealth. The gold cup in her hand was full of awful, evil things. People think that such things would satisfy them, but in the end, such things would ruin those who chose them. She had a name on her head. The name had a secret meaning. John could understand that secret name. The woman meant the great city called Babylon. And Babylon meant the principal city that the Antichrist ruled. So Babylon means the evil cause that leads people away from the real God. But because of Babylon, people follow sinful behavior that will ruin them. Many people follow the wicked ways of people in Babylon. So Babylon was like a mother. And these people were like her children. These people spread the evil ways of Babylon to every part of the world. The woman was like those who drunk too much wine. But the cause was not wine. She had drunk the blood of God's people. This means that Babylon had been responsible for the death of a great number of God's people. These people had died because they remained loyal to Jesus. John saw this woman who was wealthy and successful. She sat on a terrible beast. John looked at her, and he was surprised. The angel told John that he would explain about the woman and the beast. The beast used to be alive. When John wrote the beast was not still alive, but the beast will come soon. John saw that beast come in Revelation 13:1-4. There, the beast actually came out of the sea, but it had come from Satan, the dragon. Satan was the beast that came from the great hole, Revelation chapter 11, verse 7. But this beast, the Antichrist, came from Satan. So the Antichrist did come from the hole whose death had no end. In fact, the beast means both Antichrist. It means Antichrist and the kingdom over which he has power. The Lord will punish the beast. He will throw the beast into the lake of fire. When the beast comes, he will be most impressive. People across the world will see him, and he will astonish them. They will trust him, and they will serve him. The names of these people are not in the book of life. There is a book of life. God has written in it the names of his people. God wrote that book before he made the world. And God's people would not believe the lies of the Antichrist. So they would not serve the Antichrist. John will explain the secret of the woman and the beast. What he wrote is not easy to understand. We can partly understand it, but to understand it, it would need special wisdom from God. God give us wisdom. In the time of John, Rome was the principal city in the world. It was a city on seven hills, but perhaps John was not writing about Rome itself. John was writing about the city that will come in the future. The great city, Babylon, will be on seven hills. The evil woman controls the seven hills. The evil woman. She had power over all that the hills meant. The head or heels meant seven kings. The word king means also kingdom over which the kings rule. The seven heels meant seven kingdoms. Of these kingdoms were passed. They had fallen. At the time of John, there was the sixth kingdom. The sixth kingdom out of the seven was Rome. After Rome, there will come the last of the seven kingdoms. That kingdom has yet to come. When it comes, it will last for only a short time. This will be the kingdom that Antichrist rules. The same evil power that controlled Babylon also controls each of these kingdoms. The beast is the eighth kingdom, but he is also one of the seven. The beast was not alive when John wrote. The beast had been alive, and he will come again. He is not just a human ruler by whom the evil powers work. He is that evil power. But the power will come as a man. He will be Antichrist. He will rule among seven and will be the eighth. The kingdom will not last long. The time of the Antichrist will be even shorter. The Lord will punish him. The Lord will throw him into the lake of fire. There will be 10 kings. These kings have not yet begun to rule. They will form a union, which will be the seventh kingdom. They will rule with the beast over the nations of the world, but they will have power for only a short time. The 10 kings give their power to the beast. This beast will be the most powerful man on earth. He will be Antichrist. He will rule over the kings and the nations on the earth. Here is the final war. Antichrist and the 10 kings will fight against the Lamb. The Lamb means the Lord Jesus Christ, and God's people will win the war. And this battle will be at the Armageddon in Revelation 16:6. Christ is the Lord, all lords. He is the King who is more powerful than any king. Nobody is as strong as Christ, as God. God's people will follow Christ, their leader. God chose them to be his people, and they have remained loyal to the Lamb. John had seen the woman. She was like a city that controls many rivers. The angel now explains the meaning of the rivers. The rivers mean the people of the earth. Rivers do not remain separate. Instead, the waters flow into the sea. There, the waters mix together. So Babylon's evil charm has spread it across the whole earth. All the nations and the people followed the wicked ways of Babylon. The woman meant the principal city that the beast ruled, and the 10 kings supported the beast completely. But then a strange thing happened. There was a war among the evil forces. Antichrist and the ten kings turned against the woman. They hated her. They destroyed the proud city called Babylon. They took away all that was valuable, and they tore Babylon apart. They left nothing. They completely ruined Babylon. The beast hated Babylon. But this was God's plan in order to punish Babylon. The kings gave their power to the beast to save. But even this was in the plan of God. God even worked by means of evil men to achieve his plan. God is in control. His plans will succeed because he is the only real God. The woman meant the great city called Babylon, and Babylon meant the evil power that ruled over the kingdoms of the earth. Because of Babylon's power, the people had followed the evil false religion, and Babylon had fought against God's people. We got about 10 minutes. I'm going to hit this other one. Then I saw another angel come down from heaven. This angel had great power, and I wanted to say on this one, that's how it is now. You give one evil leader, and everybody want to follow him. Everybody want to go after the leader, and they can be any kind of leader, evil, wretched. Long as a lot of people follow him, other people will just go right on and follow him. That's just crazy. Crazy. This is real deep. And I understand a lot of it, most of it, but not all of it. So I just thank God for opening up our minds and hearts to be able to understand this. And this is Revelation 18. It says, the funeral of Babylon. Then I saw another angel come down from heaven. This angel had great power. The bright light that shone from him lit up the whole world. And he called out with a loud voice. He said, ruined. Ruined is the great city called Babylon. Babylon had become the place where demons live. All kinds of evil spirits are prisoners there. Babylon had become like a cage that holds dirty birds. The birds that people hate will stay there. All the nations had drunk Babylon's wine. This wine means the anger of Babylon's sin of sex, and the king of the earth are guilty with Babylon. It is also if they had slept with Babylon, and the merchants of the earth have grown rich from the great wealth of Babylon's luxury. Then I heard God speak from heaven. This is John speaking. He said, come out of that city, my people. Do not share about Babylon's sins. And then you would not share Babylon's punishment. Babylon's sins are so many. They have become like a pile that reaches up to the sky, and God has not forgotten Babylon's evil deeds. Do not, it says, do to Babylon as Babylon has done to other people. Babylon is like a woman who owes a debt. Make her pay twice as much for what she has done. Fill her cup with a drink twice as strong as the drink that she gave to other people. She made herself very great, and she lived a life full of luxury. So now make her suffer. Her pain should be as great as the luxury that she used to have. She said to herself, I am a queen. I sit on my throne. I am not a widow, and I will never be sad. For this reason, Babylon's punishment will come suddenly. The people in Babylon will suffer. They will be sad when many of them die. There will be no food, and they will be hungry, and fire will destroy the city. The Lord God has announced his judgment against Babylon. He is powerful. Kings of the earth were guilty with Babylon. It was as if they had sex with Babylon. They had lived and lusted with Babylon's wealth. They will see the smoke of the fire that destroyed Babylon. Then they will weep
and they will be sad. Those kings will stand a long way from Babylon. They will be afraid that they too may suffer with Babylon. They will say how terrible, how awful it is for that great city. Babylon was such a strong city, but in only 1 hour, Babylon's judgment and punishment came. The merchant of the world will weep very much for Babylon. They will be sad because nobody will buy their goods. They sold gold, silver, precious stones, and pearls. They sold beautiful white cloth, purple cloth, silk, and bright red cloth. They sold things people made from wood with pleasant smells. They sold things that people made from ivory, teeth of animals. They sold things that people made from expensive wood, bronze, iron, and marble, beautiful rocks. They sold oils and potters that were sweet to the smell. They sold wine and oil, flour and wheat. They sold cows and sheep and horses and carriages. They sold other people as slaves. The merchants will speak as if they are speaking at a woman's funeral. Babylon, you have lost all the good things that you desire. You have lost all your luxuries and riches. You will never get them back again. The merchant had become rich because of the city called Babylon. But they would stand a long way off. They would be afraid because of what Babylon suffered. And they will weep and be sad. They will say how terrible, how awful it is for that great city. Babylon was like a woman who dressed in beautiful clothes. Her clothes were white, purple, bright red. She wore gold, precious stones, and pearls. But in just 1 hour, Babylon lost all of its great wealth. All who worked on ships were sent off. Those include all the captains of the ships and all those who travel by sea and the sailors. They will see the smoke of the fire that destroyed Babylon. They will cry aloud. There has never been a city as great as this one. They will throw dust on their heads to show how sorry they are. They will weep and they will cry out. They will say how terrible, how awful for that great city. The people who had ships on the sea became rich because of her wealth. But in 1 hour, God has destroyed her. You will live in heaven. Be glad. God has destroyed Babylon, and God's people, his apostles and his prophets, be glad. God has punished Babylon because of what Babylon did to you. Then a strong angel picked up a very large stone. He threw it into the sea. He said, with such force, God will destroy the great city called Babylon. It will never exist again. Then he said, as if he were speaking to Babylon, there will not be any music in your streets. There will be no sounds of harps and singers and flutes or trumpets. All your skilled workers will disappear and your mills will have no grain to make flour. Never again will people see the light of the lamp in Babylon. Nobody will hear the voices of the bridegroom and the bride in Babylon. This is because Babylon's merchants were the great people of the earth, and it was Babylon's magic that caused all the nations to believe lies. Babylon was guilty of death of the prophet and of God's people. Babylon was guilty of the death of people all over the world. I mean, that is just so to the point, because this great whore, Babylon, it's a city, it's a nation, where this person, the Antichrist and Satan and the false prophet, gonna try to rule. And it's coming for only a short time. That's what the word of God says. So what I just read is the part of the funeral song for Babylon. Because she gonna go, she gonna die. She already did. They just having the funeral right there. But this is what we're going to stop at, and we're going to take some prayer requests. We're going to pray and take some prayer requests if anybody have any.
How I prayer. This is Lakelia Sattler.
Okay. Okay. Anybody else? Okay. We're going to have a quick song, and then we're going to go into prayer. Okay, I will. I'm trying to get a song that don't go so long. I have to stop it if I have to.
Make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Watch me through. A clean heart, so that I may worship you.
Glory to God.
Make me more like you.
Change
me, oh God. Watch me through and through. Just create.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace tonight, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we committed against you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come tonight just confessing and repenting and asking your forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord, we asking you tonight just scrub us on your spiritual scrub board, Lord, in the blood of the Lamb tonight, Lord. We come right now, Father, just giving you praise, and we give you glory tonight, and we magnify your name tonight. We come tonight, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, just bow down humbly before your throne, anywhere around the throne, Lord. We come just giving you praise. We come giving you glory. We lift your name up tonight. We come thanking you tonight, God, for waking us up this morning and starting us on our way with the activities of our limbs. We just give you praise, God, how you watched over us last night while we slumber and slept, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you praise, God, and we give you glory. I just want to thank you tonight, Lord, for just your word, Lord. I want to thank you for your anointing tonight, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we give you praise, and we give you worship on tonight. We magnify your name tonight. I can't stop praising you, Lord. You've been so mighty good.
You've been better to me, Lord, than I can ever be to myself, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I just give you praise, God, and I give you glory. I call on you tonight, Lord, for the people of God, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Some need you for one thing, and some need you for another, in the mighty name of Jesus. But, Father, you know who needs what, and I give you a praise, God. They need you right now, Lord. We need you right now, Lord. We can't make it without you, Lord. We don't want to be here without you, Lord. We give you praise, God, and we give you glory. I'm calling you now. I'm asking you to send angels from heaven, warring angels to war against them, that war against us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Send them, Lord, from the north, the south, in the east and the west, in the name of Jesus. I'm calling, Lord, because I just thank you right now. I thank you, Lord, a radio broadcast. I thank you for everyone under the sound of my voice. In the name of Jesus, just be glorified, God. We bless you, Lord. We magnify you, Lord. We adore you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you right now for the word of God. We thank you for the blood. We thank you for the lamb. We thank you tonight. We thank you for leading and guiding us. We thank you right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I'm praying right now for everyone under the sound of my voice and the ones that's not here, Lord, that should be here. We pray for them also in the name of Jesus. Lord, you already know what they need. We bind the spirit of infirmity. We bind up every sickness and disease. We bind you up. We cast you out. And we command you to go. You have no power over our bodies. We belong to God. We belong to God. This temple is the temple of God. No sickness and no disease will come nigh us in the name of Jesus. Then, Lord, I ask you tonight to encourage tonight. Encourage the people, Lord, and encourage us, God, and we need you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you are shepherd, and we shall not want. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you are shepherd, you are redeemer. In the name of Jesus, you are Balak. In the name of Jesus, you Mary's baby. In the name of Jesus, you all that we need, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, and we thank you right now. We thank you, Lord, and we thank you. We can't make it, not 1 minute, not 1 second, not 1 hour without you, Lord. We need you on tonight, and we need you, Lord, and we need you. Encourage them, Lord, and encourage them, Lord, and encourage them, Lord, and encourage them, Lord, and we bind up the strong man from their lives. We bind you up. I bind you up. I cast you out. And I command you to go. You have no power and authority. God didn't give it to you. He gave it to us, his children, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm asking you tonight, in the name of Jesus, to encourage everyone that need encouraging on tonight. The devil is a liar. You are a liar. You are a liar from the pits of hell. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bind up every witch. We bind up every warlock. We bind up every wizard that's chanting against me and against this radio broadcast, who burning candles. The devil is a liar. I'm not afraid of you. In the name of Jesus, I'm not afraid of you. Lord, set fire to every skirt, every pair of pants. You say, suffer a witch not to live. Die now. Every witch, die now. In the name of Jesus, die to your sin. In the name of Jesus, die right now. Every evil work, die now. In the name of Jesus, every disease, die now. In the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against anyone and their families on this radio broadcast will prosper. Not one thing will work. Not one evil doing that you do. Not one candle will come against anybody. Not one tent in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask you right now to bind them up. I bind them up and I send them to the foot of the throne that you may judge them, that you may do them, whatever you do with them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy on them and forgive them today. Have mercy on them, Lord, and forgive them today. Have mercy, Lord, and in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know what we stand in need of on tonight. You know what we need, Lord. We need you, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Just stay encouraged. I hear the Lord. I hear the Lord say, stay encouraged. I hear the Lord say, stay encouraged. I hear the Lord say, bow down in the name of Ida Bahandorabakandiyanda. Bow down and worship me. Worship me. Worship me in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, he say, I'm a blessing now. I'm a blessing now. I'm a bless your walk and your talk. I'm a blessing, Lord. I'm a blessing now. In the name of Jesus. 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 In the name of Jesus, I give you praise, God. I give you praise, God. He say, you ain't got to worry about nothing. I don't know who I'm talking to. You don't have to worry about anything. Said the angels will be present. In the name of Jesus, the angels will be right there. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you glory and we give you praise. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I'm hearing them say, watch your step, don't stumble, hallelujah, hallelujah, keep your heart right. In the name of Jesus, the devil is a liar, hallelujah, he will not trip you, hallelujah, because we're keeping our mouth closed. In the name of Jesus, keeping God in our heart and on our mind, the devil is a liar. In the name of Jesus, and ain't no truth in you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you praise. I ask you to cover my husband from the top of his head into the soles of his feet with the blood of Jesus. Cover my family, my children, my grandchildren, my great-grand, cover every one of them. Cover everyone on this radio broadcast in the blood of Jesus. Cover, Lord, they need you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray for our enemies. We pray for those that's burning candles. We pray for those that's standing against this radio broadcast. We pray for them, Lord. We ask you to forgive them right now. Those that say all manner of evil against us, Lord, we pray right now for them. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you to bless them with the blessing they stand in need of. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for those that's eating out the trash can. Those, Lord, that's sleeping in the parks, in the streets, in the train station, in the bus station. Lord, I ask you to cover them, Lord. I ask you to protect them, Lord, all over this land and country, all over the earth, all over in Africa, all over in Afghanistan, Pakistan, everywhere, Lord, all over, in the name of Jesus. Your people, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, don't forget us, Lord. Thank you right now for not forgetting us, Lord. Your people, Lord, that our names in the Lamb book of life, in the book of life, Lord. Thank you for our names being in the book of life, in the name of Jesus. Before the world was even created, we thank you today. We give you praise, God. We give you glory. Hallelujah. God say for somebody to be bold. Hallelujah. He wants bold soldiers in the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. 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 He said, I hear your cries. In the name of Jesus, I hear you tonight. In the name of Jesus, I give God glory and I give him praise on tonight. He's so worthy, Lord. And pray for everyone, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that don't know you in the pardon of their sin, Lord. And Lord, cause something to happen that they must run, ask him what they must do to see you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you tonight. I thank you for this radio broadcast, and I thank you for giving me strength, and I thank you for healing my body, and I just thank you, for Lord, for everything that you do for me. I thank you right now for building my stamina up. I thank you, Lord, for building strength in my heart, and I thank you, Lord, for allowing me to live a holy life. I thank you, Lord, that I can live sanctified. I thank you, Lord, that I can live set apart. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you praise tonight, and we give you glory tonight, and we give you praise, God, and we give you glory, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we'll be careful, Lord, to give you all the praise, Lord, and all the glory and all the honor in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen, amen. We're going to get ready to close out. The Lord bless thee, and the Lord keep thee, and the Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. I want you all to just trust God. Trust God. Don't worry about nothing. Trust God. God gonna work every situation out. Just trust it. Just trust it. God is a good God. God love you all, and I love you too. And we'll be back here on Sunday. God bless you. Love you. Have a good night. Bye.